This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will leave you feeling stress-free. So will Rescue Sleep, traditionally used to ease recurring and worrying thoughts that keep you awake at night. Don't lie awake wondering. Choose Rescue Sleep. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Hump Day Australia. Good to see you, Carrie Bigmore.
Good to see you too. Yeah,
Tommy Little.
You call it Hump Day, Tommy. Oh. I don't know if you're calling it Hump Day. I'm not.
I'm not. I'm certainly not. This is our Friday, like our party kicking off for,
This is Tay-Tay Day.
It's Tay-Tay Day because...
We have lots. We try and make every show good.
Yes.
But today's show is going to be extra special.
Yes.
And it is worth sticking around for the whole show today because we have the two final tickets to go see Taylor Swift live in Paris. Yep. And we are doing something very special with these tickets.
Just when you thought we were done, we've got our grubby mitts on two more. So good.
Speaking of something exciting.
Yes.
You're going to be on Amazon Prime.
I am.
I didn't know what Amazon Prime was until today, but now I'm all over it because your comedy show, Self-Diagnosed Genius, is going to be on it.
I'm doing it one last time. It's gone all around the country and I'm doing it one last time. We're filming it. I think there are a few seats left if you're in Melbourne.
So does that mean you could be in the filming of it if you come to watch and then you can get your mug on TV?
Get your mug on TV. Come, bit of makeup. I'll do your makeup if you want. And then sit in the audience, have a laugh, and then I can say goodbye to this show.
Speaking of having a laugh, we need to have a laugh next. Because you got up to something not last night, night before.
It's a thing I'm thinking
and I haven't seen it yet. Well, I beg to differ. I haven't seen it, but I've been told I will be greatly amused.
No, that's not fair. You'll be impressed.
Stick around. You'll be amused next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I feel like I say we've got a big show coming up most days, but today is huge.
One of the best and biggest in a while.
Yep. Taylor Swift in Paris coming up, but actually, sorry, guys. Before we go on, I'm so sorry.
What?
I haven't put my pass on. You probably didn't realise.
Pass.
Sorry. Oh, here we go.
Sorry.
Does that say Fashion Week?
Hey.
Oh, sorry, now that you're a module.
Oh, it's just my model pass, guys. It's no big deal. Don't draw attention to it. I mean, if you guys want to talk about it, we can.
I can't believe it.
Put your hands up if you've been on a catwalk.
What's it called? A Lannister?
A lanyard. The thing from Game of Thrones.
That's one of the family
I've got an imp around my neck.
You've got a lanyard and it just says model.
Yeah, it does.
2019.
And it was actually hurtful because when I first walked into Fashion Week, the lady at the front desk said, "I'm so sorry, we have no media passes left. I'm going to have to give you a model pass." And I went, I'm actually here to model. And she went,
which is what I would have done because I had no idea that you were starting a modelling career. Why, what, who, where?
Just demand what the people wanted and why are you looking at me blankly?
Because I don't know, understand what you were there for and no one else does either. So
you know Homie, the great brand that I've worked with before.
You took your gear off the calendar last year.
Yes. They're a social enterprise, so all the money goes to helping homeless youths. They got involved with Fashion Week and teamed up with the project and Tommy got himself a Guernsey.
So you're modelling their clothes?
I was modelling their clothes, yes.
Right.
And doing a little catwalk / pussy stride / kitten strut.
So I saw an image the other day on Monday of you wearing like a hoodie and trackies. And I said to you, I didn't see the video, but I said, did you strut? Like, did you pretend to be a model or did you just walk along like a normal person? And you said, no, I just walked along.
I just let the feeling take me. I'm not really sure what I did. It's all
a bit of a blur. And I haven't seen the video yet. This is the first time I'm going to see the video. So you're walking through the streets.
It was a pop-up catwalk set up in an alleyway. So we walked there and then we got round the corners, big Melbourne Fashion Week sign. Mm-hmm. And then we walked down, there's all press and they're flashing their cameras.
How many people would have been there, do you think?
Probably thousands, which is almost physically impossible for such a small alleyway.
Sure.
No, I reckon about a couple of hundred.
Oh.
Yeah, and then round and lots of camera flashing.
Was it buzzing? Did you get the,
It was real good.
Okay, let's watch this. I want to watch this.
Okay.
How long does it go for?
Describe it.
There's a definite strut.
Is that a strut?
Oh.
Am I owning
You're not meant
it,
to smile so much. Why are you laughing? Models don't smile, mate.
I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
Okay, so, you look nervous. Okay, so you're currently walking on your own with a hoodie on and you've got a real, pace up. You've got, your arms are swaying by your side. I don't know why you're talking to people. Models don't talk to people as they walk. Was that a nervous thing?
It was, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, you get to the end and then you do a bit of a Zoolander.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you've done a turn.
Yeah,
I
did a turn. And then we came back and got in formation and then in a big line
this.
In the middle.
You're loving this too much. And now you're standing still waiting for the others to join you.
The other actual models with their gorgeous long bodies and legs. And
yes, I wanted to mock you there, but you actually do that quite
well. Do you reckon?
You do.
Do you reckon I've got a future?
Yes, this break isn't how I imagined it turning out.
Why not?
I just thought we'd all collectively be laughing at you, and instead I'm well done.
If it makes you feel better, because I walked out with the same confidence, and I was like, I reckon I've nailed that, right? Yeah. Keep in mind that I am half a foot shorter than everybody else. And as I had a real pep in my step, and again, I'd forgotten that I wasn't a model, and so I'm now taking myself very seriously, a tradie just looked at me and yelled, just as we were about to get back in the town hall for the end of thing, we've walked back through, we've got a beatbox at the front, it's all cool, and he just laughs and he goes, oi! How did you get that gig, mate?
Before we get out of here, how can we see this video? Because I really, really want to see
myself. Oh, sorry. It's on the project tonight. That was the whole album to say that. Sorry, guys. Models forget stuff. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. The final two tickets in Australia to see Taylor Swift live in Paris coming up on the show very soon.
Ooh. We just discovered something in the song there. You're not the only catwalk model in our midst. Belle, our producer, says she used to model as a five-year-old
child
on the catwalk. A child model. And Buzzy over here, he was part of Miss Bikini Townsville
2013.
Yes. Well, not part, sorry. He hosted it.
I thought you said you're on the catwalk.
He wasn't
I was
competing.
Hosting it. I wasn't wearing a bikini. Would have won if I did.
She sure feels
it's
those
It's time
cups.
For Bickmore's Bits. Here we go
now. Cut you off at a great time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I knew exactly when to cut you off, and I'm glad I did.
Wow. Baby has got back.
How is this for a story?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so 1999. Take yourself back to 1999.
You've got too excited and lost your place on the page.
No, I didn't know where to start with the story.
Okay,
it's 1999 in Belarus, Russia.
Okay, I'm glad you gave me the country because I didn't know where that was.
Belarus is in Russia, isn't it? I think so.
But I don't know if it is.
No.
Belarus.
Anyway, we're in Belarus.
Yeah.
You're a Belarusian, so maybe that's why I thought you're in Russia.
It's a separate country.
It's separate. Good. 1999, you're in Belarus.
Maybe we're in both places.
And a dad and his daughter are travelling on a train.
Yes.
Yep, just travelling across Belarus, which is not in Russia. She's four. Dad goes to sleep. She mysteriously disappears and ends up more than 800 kilometres away.
In Russia?
In neighbouring Russia. So Belarus isn't in Russia. We've just established
okay.
that.
Okay.
3 weeks later, her parents still haven't found her.
Oh, gosh.
They don't know where she is. She doesn't know how she got there.
No.
She can't remember it. She gets put up for adoption and spends the next 20 years being raised by another family. Meanwhile, her mum and dad, there's suspicions that they may have killed her. They have to do like, they get taken in by police. They can't explain how she disappeared because the dad fell asleep. 20 years later, she hooks up with this guy and in Russia, I think. Not Belarus. And they're chatting and she tells him how this had happened to her and how she got lost. He Googles her story and discovers who her parents are.
But what does she Google? She knows she got lost on a train.
He Googled.
Oh, because she told him the story.
Yeah, he Googled something anyway and then threw a whole.
Probably first Google was, is Belarus in Russia?
I think they might know. Yeah. Anyway, somehow he located her parents and reunited her with her parents 20 years later. And they say they never gave up hope. They knew she was still alive. And she now has a baby of her own. So they've become not only parents, but grandparents.
I mean,
how beautiful a story is that?
It's a beautiful story. Is she going to keep up the family tradition and lose her child on the train and then we can do it all over again?
Don't be like that.
Sorry, is this the plot to the movie?
Lion.
No, Girl on a Train.
What's Girl on a Train? I haven't seen that movie.
I haven't seen it. No. I just know there's a movie called that.
No, but it's very similar. It's very similar to the movie Lion that Nicole Kidman was in about Saru in India. The same thing happened where a little boy got lost on a train and ended up separated and got adopted out to Australia. And then years later, after searching and searching for his mum and dad, got reunited with his mum and dad back in India.
Right. Good.
What?
Good.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's the longest bit we've ever had in Bickmore's Bits.
I don't have time for anything else.
Oh,
give us one more bit.
I'm excited by that. I don't want to give you any more bits. Can't we just have that as the
Buzz,
bit?
Buzz, come on. As a
it's more than a bit today. It's a whole bit.
Well, as a former Miss Toowoomba, can't you give us a bit, Buzz? Get one of your bits out.
Well, no, I'm not getting one of my bits out. They were enough out when I was hosting Miss Bikini 2013.
Is that not enough for you? What more would you like? Would you like me to tell you about a study finds people with tattoos make more reckless, impulsive decisions?
Get us out, Buzz. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across the country here for Rescue Sleep, traditionally used to help you fall asleep. Of course, used only as directed.
It also calms the mind, and I need some right now because my mind is in overdrive.
Yes, I'm going to need some also.
We're about to do something very exciting next.
Yeah.
And it's equal parts stressful and equal parts exciting.
I'm the stressful part.
I do need to do a nervous wee. Should I do that now? I mean, not right now, but as in during this next song.
What could possibly go wrong when we give away these Taylor Swift tickets? Up next, Buzzy, can you get some more Rescue Sleep send over,
please? Yeah, I've got a few pastilles.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
If you have just joined us, we have the final two tickets to give away to go see Taylor Swift live in Paris. Flights for two, accommodation. Yep. It's the experience of a lifetime, up close and intimate with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but you don't usually get nervous about giving a prize of this away because why are you nervous? This
is a little different because we've been made aware through the radio station and through our work on the project of a beautiful young woman who was diagnosed with a brain tumour just before her 18th birthday, and she has spent the last year fighting that and recovering from that, and we are going to give the tickets to her, only she doesn't know that this is what we're about to do.
Yeah, and we can name her. Her name's Ella.
Her name is Ella.
And if you're thinking, well, she'll know. No, she won't, because we've flown her interstate this morning and we now have her with her mum and in a place where we've been guaranteed there is no radio on. So if you know Ella, please don't text her
and ruin this surprise, okay?
Don't let her know.
Even if you're busting and you're like, oh, my God, that's my friend.
Yeah, and we have decided it's quite a mission. So we're going to put her in a... well, she thinks it's going to be an Uber, but it's going to be our producer.
Because she's flown interstate with her mum. She thinks her mum's taking her to see a musical for her 19th birthday.
Yeah.
So that's why she thinks she's getting in the Uber to go to see the musical.
Did we organise tickets to the musical?
No, and I know her mum, and we're speaking to her mum. Her mum was like, I have to think of what musical she'd want to go see. I have to, like, it's very hard when you're lying. It's very hard to lie.
We need code names. I'm going to be...
I don't want a code name. Don't give me another thing I have to keep... remember.
I'm squatting wolf.
I'm already stressed out.
I'm squatting wolf. You can be...
whatever.
Crouching badger. Crouching badger. So there are a few moving pieces to this.
Yes.
It's going to happen just after four.
Yeah.
We are going to get her radio turned on and we are going to tell her that she has won this amazing prize. In terms of logistics for us, we haven't got a great track record at pulling off big stunts. Producer Sonda, do we have a great track record?
We bloody do.
Hold on. We convinced you that I was in labour. Remember we convinced you that I was driving to the hospital? You thought you were about to become a hero.
I know, and I also thought I was going to get the rest of the year off, and then you came back and you threw a toy baby at me.
We did eight pranks in London. Carrie thought she met Elton John.
I know.
That is
you
true.
You got naked and rode a bike. Carrie did a live improv show.
Yep. Okay, we're nailing it, guys. Then let's be confident.
So let's not let ourselves down with this one.
But this requires a lot of lines of communication, including timing on a live radio show where we've got to get a radio turned on.
The right moment.
Yeah, through our fake Uber driver, who is Caitlin.
Who loves to sweat too, so she'll be giving it away because she'll just be perspiring all through the Uber.
Yes.
No, we're definitely not going to nail that bit, guys.
Yeah.
But the good news is that it's still a beautiful thing. No matter how badly we botch it, everyone's still on Ella's side.
And if you're wondering, does Ella like Taylor Swift? Oh, my God. Yeah. Taylor Swift is one of Ella's greatest inspirations and has been one of the things that's gotten her through a lot of her life. So Taylor Swift means the world to Ella, which is why we want to give Ella this surprise.
So whatever happens, I can guarantee that the next 45, 50-odd minutes is going to be either wild and exciting and emotional, or you're going to know right from now that we've really stuffed up the whole
thing. You may listen to the final show we do together.
Yeah. And if you're thinking, well, I'm not emotionally invested enough in this girl, next, we are about to chat with Tam, Ella's mum.
Who's an absolute godsend. She's the most glorious woman. You'll be just as excited to meet Ella as you are to meet Tam.
And Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Now, as you know, we had two more tickets for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to see Taylor Swift live in Paris. But we didn't want to give them to just anyone, because...
No, we wanted to give it to someone very, very special, to someone who Taylor Swift meant the world to them, and to someone with the best mum ever. And that mum joined us earlier in the studio to tell us all about her daughter. Joining us on the line now is Ella's mum, Tam. Hey, Tam.
Hi, how are you, Carrie?
Good, very good. We are so honoured to be speaking with you. Tell us a little bit about Ella.
So Ella, nearly a year ago now, just after her 18th birthday, she was diagnosed with a brain tumour. She was this time last year in year 12, so it was a big deal for her. And, yeah, so we've had a huge change of life and a massive journey in the last year.
Did that diagnosis come out of the blue? Had there been any warning signs or was it a complete shock?
Well, it was an emergency surgery, so it did pretty much come out of the blue, but we had lots of warning signs that now looking back, she was getting a lot of ringing in her ear and she was getting sort of over the last sort of few months some headaches that sort of on and off, just developing a little bit of a limp when she was walking. We went to the GP numerous times and they said that she had a middle ear infection. She got glandular fever, so that described sort of the fatigue.
Right.
So, yeah, so it was it was a big shock in the end and she ended up going into actually hospital and them saying to me that she had appendicitis and then baking as a mum a big deal and saying that's not appendicitis and I want to see a neurosurgeon. So they did an urgent MRI because she had no reflexes on her left side and we found out that she had a tumour that night. So, yeah, and it was in a very dangerous spot to remove.
But how
we
ended scary up, for yes, you, Tam.
Yeah, so it was scary. And then it was difficult for Ella because she was just turned 18, so she was no longer a child and she had to make the decision herself to have the surgery, which was very risky. So it was very hard as a mum watching her go through that process.
I think that's tough news, obviously, for anyone to get, but someone really at the start of their life, I mean, how was she through the whole thing?
She was incredibly resilient and very quickly had to grow into an adult, I think, and she dealt with the process of the surgery and following the rehabilitation from the surgery amazingly. So we're all incredibly proud of her.
Tam, in hindsight, do they think it had been there for a while?
So it had actually been there in utero, so it had been growing since...
Her whole life?
Her whole life. We didn't know, yes. And so it just grew to the size where it just caused a mass effect.
Hey, Tam, for those who haven't met Ella before, how would you describe her?
Ella is a very loving person. Now I feel a bit emotional. She's very empathetic, very strong, and she's very easygoing. She's a very positive outlook on life. And she's incredibly brave.
How's she going post-surgery? How's the recovery been for her?
It's been tough. She's had to have intensive speech therapy. The risk was that she would lose her speech. And so she's had a lot of speech therapy, a lot of physiotherapy and rehabilitation because she lost a lot of her balance and her gait. She had quite a significant limp. And she's been incredibly fatigued. And she's had ups and downs, a little bit of post-traumatic stress from the surgery.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, but she's very positive and she's doing really well. She's got a great team of people around her and the future looks amazing for her.
Tam, now that she's put this absolute horror behind her, what do you hope for Ella for the future?
I just hope that she will be happy and healthy and fall in love and have a wonderful life.
Amazing mum, right?
Amazing daughter too.
Amazing daughter. And of course there are things we can help with and there are things we can't help with. And certainly for the happiness in the next few weeks, we can definitely help with. That's a prize and the happiness we have in store is coming up.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Now, today's show is all about Ella. She is a beautiful 19-year-old who's had an incredibly rough year. She was diagnosed with a brain tumour just before her 18th birthday and has spent the year recovering. And she deserves something fun, something positive to look forward to.
Yeah. Now, Ella can't hear us at the moment. She's sitting in a car with her mum and someone who she thinks is an Uber driver, but it's actually our producer, and she has no idea what is about to happen. We caught up with her mum, Tam, who you heard from earlier.
How important is Taylor Swift to Ella?
Well, Taylor Swift has been very prominent in Ella's life. I think she was probably 10 years old when she discovered Taylor Swift and her first album. Ella is a big singer-songwriter. She spends a lot of time writing her own songs and plays the piano by ear. When I think Taylor Swift's first album came out is when she started to play her music and learnt all of her songs just by ear on the piano. She reminds me, the quirky side of Taylor Swift reminds me a little bit of Ella.
Well, one of the things I heard is that even through all of her treatments, on some of the doctor's notes was written her passion for Taylor Swift, and that Taylor Swift, she had to get to a Taylor Swift concert, so she had to get better so she could get to the Taylor Swift concert.
Yes, absolutely. So I think she's asked for Taylor Swift concerts every birthday that's been around. She woke up the other morning with her alarm going, Mum, it's the new Taylor Swift album out and I have to download it. So she's been listening to that album a lot.
Tam, I know this whole process must have been really heartbreaking for you, but the way you speak about her and her resilience, you must be really proud that you've made such a strong young woman.
Yes, I'm very proud of her.
It's a lot to do with you too, you know that.
Oh, that's very sweet, Carrie.
No, it is. For you, what you've gone through yourself is so full on.
Oh, that'll make me cry again. it's been a full on, but everyone has big journeys like yourself, and it makes a big difference, I think, how you approach life when you go through things like this. And I think one big thing that I'd like to work with Ella is to help other people and young people go through rehabilitation for that age group, because there's not a lot around to help. And I think that Ella's journey might be making some awareness in that way.
Well, I think what you and Ella need is I think you need a trip to Paris together to go see Taylor Swift live.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even begin. It feels so amazing and unreal, but and I'm be interested to see Ella's reaction. She'll be blown away, overwhelmed.
I feel like you've had enough shit times that you've well and truly earned it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel like it's come at a good time.
Okay, so you know that we are going to surprise Ella now. Ella doesn't know that she's the winner of this competition.
No.
And you guys are going to go off into a car driving. We're going to tell her while you're driving along that she's the winner. She has no idea. And then she's going to arrive and meet us. And we're going to have a big celebration. So I can't wait to see the look on her face.
Oh, neither can I.
Do you think she'll believe it?
I don't know. I think she'll be... It'll just process will be a little bit. She'll be thinking, "Oh my goodness,
it's a lot to take.
Is this true?"
Yeah.
But I think seeing you guys there will it'll maybe hit home. But
she didn't get much of an 18th, so let's make this the best 19th birthday present ever.
Oh my god, I think this will be the best thing ever for Ella. She will be absolutely overwhelmed. So thank you, very grateful.
I'm so excited. I have goosebumps. The time has come.
No time for goosebumps, mate. We've got to get into position.
Yep.
We're going to abandon the cupboard, head downstairs. I've already got my code name, Squatting Wolf, and I'm ready to go. Are you ready?
No.
You still haven't picked a code name. Anyway.
I'm good with this. Give me one. I need one.
All right.
I've got something to do with Swift Taylor. That's her name.
What about just J-Lo? Let's go down and get in position, J-Lo.
Great. J-Lo and Squatting Wolf coming to you live from downstairs right after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy right across the country. Carrie and Tommy ducked out of the studio and they are standing somewhere very special right now.
We are in position. I'm shaking like a leaf. I'm so nervous.
Oh, Squatting Wolf is fine over here.
I don't have a nickname. Stop asking
You're Crouching Badger.
Crouching Badger's nervous. Why are we nervous? Tell the good people why we're nervous, Tommy.
So far, we have heard from Tam, who is Ella's mum.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed, Ella's had a pretty tough time.
Yep.
And we have these two tickets to give away to see Taylor Swift live in Paris. Incredible, all expenses paid trip. And we thought, someone that's had a tough time,
who's
really
a mad Taylor Swift fan.
Mad Swifty really needs or deserves to have a good time and to forget about all the crap that's been going on and just have a good old-fashioned party in Paris.
So Ella's mum, Tam, who we've heard from earlier in the show, she has surprised Ella. Ella thinks she's going to see a show tonight.
Yes.
She's flown into state and they've just jumped in an Uber and they are going off to see a show. Now, that Uber isn't actually an Uber.
It's not. It is our producer, Caitlin, and she's very chatty. Because
we can hear what she's saying as the Uber driver. It's very cute. They're obviously talking about how there's not that many female Uber drivers, and she's all over it.
Caitlin's in full character. It's like she's attended a 3-year drama course just for this moment. And if you guys are listening, thinking, but how are you openly chatting about this?
Yes.
Clearly, we've given the game away.
No.
It's because we've made sure Ella has stayed away from a radio for the last hour.
Yeah.
And so while you guys all know
you're in on it, she's not.
But that is all about to change.
Yeah, because what we're going to do is we're going to have the radio turned on in the Uber, and then we are going to announce the winner. We're going to announce that it's Ella as she's listening live to her radio, and she's going to discover while she's driving along that she is off to Paris to see her idol Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and then if she doesn't believe that, the car is going to pull up, hopefully, if all goes according to plan, in this car spot in front of us.
And we know Ubers can get caught up in traffic, so hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yes, this is Caitlin's chance to really give Uber women drivers a real, put them on a pedestal or ruin their reputation forever if we have to get Caitlin on the phone. She's like, I've lost dead traffic.
And it's not just us who's going to be here waiting for Ella and her mum, Tam. Some of Ella's closest friends are going to be here as well, all ready to say, surprise, you're off to see Taylor Swift.
And I reckon we start broad because, so I reckon when we go to a tune, when we come back, because that's when they'll have turned on the radio, right? So Ella at this point, even though this GoPro is in her car, they are hidden, she's got no idea. So I reckon we go, all right, it's time to announce the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And we start off with, it could be the whole of Australia. Because this is a two-pronged win for us.
Yep.
Firstly, as it starts getting more specific, Ella's ears will prick up.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if anybody's only just tuned into the show,
they'll think they might be in with a chance.
Yes.
That's kind of mean.
Suddenly we've got all these people, they're like, I'm in an Uber. Oh my God, I could be winning. We should point out at this point that, no, this is not sponsored by Uber.
No, it's not.
We should have just said, it could be a DD. It could be an Ola. It's all these things I have to use because I've been kicked off Uber. Anyway, it could be a taxi. It could be a horse and carriage. It could be anything. Anyway,
we're in position. This is all going to go down next. We're in position. Let's give away these tickets to see Tay-Tay live in Paris.
Buzzy, are you ready?
I'm ready, and I'm so ready. I've got a bit of a Taylor Swift tune.
Teed up
and ready to go. So as soon as Ella turns on the radio, she's going to hear a bit of Taylor Swift, get instantly excited, and the big moment, it is happening next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because it is time. We have the two final tickets to see Taylor Swift live in Paris. What are we talking in terms of the prize?
You will be some of the first people in the world to see Taylor perform tracks from her new album, Lover. These tickets aren't on sale. They can't be bought. They're the very last two we have.
Yep.
You go to Paris. You go with a friend, accommodation, you see her live and intimate. This is going to be literally the trip of a lifetime.
A money can't buy experience. Yeah.
And we have a winner.
We have a winner. Now, if you have entered and you're listening right now and you are somewhere across this beautiful country of ours and you know you've entered but you don't know if you've won yet, this could be you.
All right, listen up closely. The winner is currently in a car.
Currently in a car.
In fact, hello, winner. We know you're listening to our show right now.
And you're a huge Taylor Swift fan.
You've got gorgeous blonde hair.
Are we talking female or male?
Female.
How old, Bickers?
19.
And I believe you're not in the car by yourself.
No, you're in the car with two other people right now.
One of those people you think is an Uber driver. It's not. It's a blonde person. And she's probably giving you a wave right now. We know you're a huge Taylor Swift fan, but this is not why we've chosen you.
No.
We've chosen you because we know that you've had a really tough year, but that you're so strong and so resilient.
We also know that your family loves you very much and that we couldn't have done this surprise without one really important person in your life, mum.
That important person, your mum, is sitting right with you now.
We should say, by the way, welcome to Melbourne. You've come here thinking you're going to see a show tonight. You're not going to see a show tonight.
No. You're going to Paris
to see Taylor Swift perform live. Your name has four letters in it. Your name starts with an E.
Yes.
Your mum's name starts with a T. And if there is someone else listening and this still applies to you and it's not the person we're talking about, we are going to be absolutely amazed.
If you look out of your window right now, you will actually see us. Ella, it's you, babe. You're going to Paris.
Congratulations, Ella. You're going to see Taylor Swift live in Paris.
Come out of the car. Come out.
Ella.
You're going to Paris.
Congratulations, Ella. You and your gorgeous mum are going to see Taylor Swift in the trip of a lifetime. How are you?
I'm good. When did you realise it was you?
When you said I was in the car. Bubbly.
We've got your gorgeous mum, Tam, here with you as well. Tam, how are you doing? You okay?
Good. It's very amazing. Very grateful.
Gonna hug you too, Tam. This is your mum's work, this. How important is your mum to you?
Oh, it's so important. Thank you so much.
Ella, you might not know, but we've been working feverishly behind the scenes to keep a radio off and away from you, and so it was only turned on right at the last minute to let you know that out of all the people in Australia, we're sending you overseas to see Taylor Swift live in Paris.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you.
Amazing. I'm amazed. I've known the secret for a couple of weeks and it's been really tough keeping it a secret. And I thought she was going to Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
And then show too, I believe.
And then I told her that wasn't happening and then she thought it was Harry Potter, but I think this is top tip.
Oh my God.
Tam, how was it? I mean, you knew what was going on, but also as you were in the car.
And
you were watching.
Would you like me to stop squeezing you? Oh, you've got my beanies. Yeah. Oh, you've had such a rough trot. This is something fun to look forward to. Something good, okay?
I'm so excited.
You've made such a gorgeous girl here. Yeah. It must have lit up your face as you watched her click over and work out what was going on.
Yes, I was just like, I wasn't sure how the reaction was going to be. But I think, I will remember this. I think we'll both remember this forever. So,
how much do you love Taylor Swift?
So much. I couldn't explain it.
How old were you when you first discovered Taylor Swift?
I don't know, like 10 9.
And what's your favourite song, Taylor Swift song? What are you hoping she'll perform when you see her live in Paris?
Well, of course, Love Story. But How to Get the Girl also.
Yeah. Oh, you're a true fan. You don't know just the hits. You know all the songs.
I know all the songs.
Ella, we also have another surprise here for you. We have three of your best friends here, Meg, Anastasia and Georgia. Hey, Bickers.
I feel like we're crashing the party now.
I know. Hey, Tam, have the most amazing time.
Thank you, Tommy. It's amazing. I'm very grateful to you guys. What Carrie does is amazing. And, Ella's been following Carrie's journey as well. And it's been a really great, important part of her journey to see the other inspirational stories. So it's been amazing.
I think it's time we let you go and you guys go and have some fun.
Oh, I think we'll be having champagne.
It's only upwards from here, Ella. Have the trip of a lifetime, okay? Think of us while you're over there. We love you, okay?
Oh, Buzzy.
How good is that?
I can't get any more emotional, mate. I think we've got to go.
All right. If you want to see the beautiful video, we're going to chuck it up on all our socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Husey with Ed Cavalier in next to drive you home. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, everyone. We'll see you then.
Take a deep breath and relax. There'll be another Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast very soon. Rescue Sleep contains white chestnut, traditionally used to ease recurring and worrying thoughts that keep you awake at night. Choose Rescue Sleep. Use only as directed.